He's had two main announcements in his speech yesterday to do with pensioners and savers. There's been a lot of complaints recently as interest rates have gone down from savers that they're getting less interest from their savings. He has proposed to abolish income tax on income from savings for basic rate taxpayers. Top rate taxpayers wouldn't be affected, but anyone who's a basic rate taxpayer who receives an income from money they got in the bank or the building society wouldn't have to pay income tax on that. That's his first one, and that would cost about £2.5 billion. And secondly, he's increased allowances for pensioners. Pensioners have more generous tax allowances than the rest of us. He's going to raise those, which could benefit some pensioners by up to about £400 a year.
How would he fund these proposals?
He's going to fund them by cutting government spending, or I should say reducing the rate at which government spending increases. The Tories are very touchy about this term, cutting government spending, because it's an allegation that Labour throw at them a lot, and they associate it with hospitals closing and schools closing. The Conservatives say, under their plans, government spending would still go up, and it wouldn't go up as much as it would under Labour. The Tories told us last year that they were going to cut the rate of increase for government spending, but from 2010, what Cameron said yesterday was that he would bring this in from 2009. So that frees up an extra £5 billion or so, which he could use for these tax cuts.
How are these plans likely to go down with the voters?
If you're a pensioner, they'll go down, and pensioners are an important set of the electorate, remember, because unlike sort of other voters, they're very, very likely to turn out. The number of pensioners is going up and up. I think I'm right in saying that the next election will be the first one where the number of voters over the age of 55 outnumbers the number under 55 or thereabouts. Anyway, they're an important set of the electorate, and so it'll go down well with them. And anyone, if you're a saver and a basic rate taxpayer who pays tax on interest you get from money in the bank account, you will sort of welcome these proposals. Quite how many people come into that category, I haven't seen the figures for, so I suspect there probably aren't a huge number. And two, the Tories are telling us yesterday that some people could benefit by up to about £7,000, but I think you'd have to have millions of pounds in the bank really to be getting interest at that sort of level. But what is significant is this is an issue that the right-wing press have been banging on about quite strongly for the last few months. The Daily Telegraph in particular has been campaigning on this. Certain categories of the media and the electorate, they're going to go down well.
There is now a wide difference between the Tories' economic plans and Labour's, isn't there?
A year or so ago, David Cameron saying, well, look, you can't put a cigarette paper between me and the government on public spending. I'm going to match their plans. Now that gap on public spending is getting sort of wider and wider. And the attack line from Labour has been the obvious one, which is that they are accusing the government, of the Conservatives, of cutting spending in a recession. We've had Yvette Cooper saying, look, are there any other governments in the world that are cutting back on state spending at a time of a recession? A year or so ago, Cameron was quite uneasy to be on that territory. Now he seems quite comfortable with it.
David Cameron yesterday called for an election this year. Will he get one?
I don't think so, although Gordon Brown hasn't ruled it out. He's indicated in private that he's not going to do one January, February, March. But we've got elections coming in June. There are European elections and local elections. One option would be to have a general election on the same day. And if Labour were well ahead in the polls, it would be very tempting for a Prime Minister to go for it. I don't expect Labour will be well ahead in the polls then. I don't think it will happen. The general view at Westminster seems to be that it won't happen, but he hasn't categorically ruled it out.